Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live, Pensacola Business Radio. And I am surrounded in the studio today by the Escambia County School Board's multiple players here. I'm going to let them go around the horn and introduce themselves, but we're going to get into a whole bunch of the academies and workforce options.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm Michelle Taylor. I'm with Workforce Education with the School District of Escambia County.
Good morning. I'm Chris McFarland, the Coordinator of School Choice for Escambia County.
Good morning. I'm Savannah Calhoun, and I'm an intern for Kim Stephenson.
And a product of what we're going to talk about today, which is awesome.
She absolutely is. And I'm Kim Stephenson. I'm the Public Relations Coordinator for the school district and currently sound like
like everybody else does in the month of December.
There you go. What Savannah didn't tell you is she's a high school senior at West Florida High School in the Multimedia Academy. And she did actually participate also in the Virtual Academy, I believe, when she first moved here. Mm-hmm. So she is just rocking as an intern this year, and it was fun to bring her along.
Very cool. Well, welcome. Good morning, all of you. Okay, so Chris, so tell us what school choice is, and let's really get into why you all are here this morning.
Absolutely. So one of the benefits of our community is that we have a pretty well-established school choice office for our school district located at the J.E. Hall Center, which is at 30 East Texar Drive. And we're open every day from 7:30 to 5 to help families with school choice options, with student records, with homeschool, virtual school, all of those types of options. We have teachers and counselors available in our office who can help families with those choices. And currently, we are in the process of what we call controlled open enrollment for the 17-18 school year. Mm-hmm. And so for grades 5 through 10, the deadline for open enrollment for next year is actually next Friday, December 16th. And that is an online process where students can go online either at our website, at the Workforce website, and at some of the school websites to apply for school choice for next year. And through that, they'll elect three choices. So some of their options could be West Florida High School, which is a magnet high school that is a wall-to-wall career academy program, and Dr. Taylor can talk to you about that. Pensacola High School has an IB program that many families want to take advantage of. That's part of open enrollment. And then all of our career academies throughout the district at all 7 of our high schools mm-hmm. are on the open enrollment application. And we also are doing middle school at this time. We have Brown Barge, which is our magnet middle school. We have Workman Middle School, which is our IB school. And then we have career academies at every middle school in the district. So families who want to take advantage of these opportunities can apply online. And certainly if they need help or direction, mm-hmm. our office staff is always there to help them.
So what's the difference between the three of those? Because what's IB, magnet, or academy?
So magnet school is a school that does not hold a residential zone, meaning there are no addresses in our county that are zoned to those schools. They pull from every attendance zone in the county. And students would elect to go there for the offerings at that school. So in Escambia County, MB Cook is our magnet elementary school, Brown Barge is our magnet middle school, and West Florida is our magnet high school. MB Cook at the elementary level, open enrollment for that will not start until after the first of the year mm-hmm. at the end of January. And their premise is a fine arts, drama, music. Brown Barge is our middle school academy, which we're accepting applications for right now, and they do teach a similar approach to career academies, but in a thematic unit. And then, of course, West Florida High School has either 12 or 13 career academies, and students, when they apply, would disclose which one of those academies they would want to be in. Yeah. Then IB is a much different approach at both the middle and high school level. That is certified through the International Baccalaureate Program, which is an international program where they teach 8 subject areas in foreign language, in music, in arts. And so Workman offers the middle school part of that program, and Pensacola High School offers the high school part of that program. And through the high school component, those students are earning college credits as they go through the IB program at Pensacola High School.
Talk about getting a head start, huh?
Exactly. And that's really what career academies, why they attract students and parents is because they do give students a head start on exploring a career more deeply, and not only exploring that career, but preparing for that career. The instruction that students participate in at high school is 4 years, where they take at least 4 or 5 courses in a particular career pathway, and then they have opportunities to prepare for and pass, earn industry certifications in things like Adobe or certified nursing assistant. And those are things that are assets for students with respect to applying for a college, for getting a job, either after high school full time, or even as they go to college, perhaps as a certified nursing assistant and they're pursuing a health career, they may want to work as a CNA instead of down the street at a fast food restaurant. Mm-hmm. And while there's honor in all work, we all want to accelerate as quickly as possible our preparation for that first full-time job.
Yeah. So, and here's the other thing too, and maybe this is just me being the parent, but if you're taking college credits in high school, that's less college courses we have to pay for in college, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's, you know, that's another good thing.
And the same would be true with the industry certifications.
Yeah.
Once you get past the high school level, there's a cost to obtain those industry certifications. And in our programs, we are providing those at no cost to students.
Very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of the business world, you know, we are preparing a workforce that has 21st century skills for the 21st century economy. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, it's changing. The workforce, the workplace is changing. The type of skills that are needed are different now. We don't have telephone switchboard operators anymore. And think about how the current trends are changing the jobs in the future. We have, for example, Uber and Airbnb, LegalZoom, TurboTax. How are those types of technologies affecting the impact and the demand of training and the workforce? And so we have our pulse on, we have our finger on the pulse mm-hmm. of the local economy, and we work very closely with business and industry to hear their voice and make sure we're teaching the skills, not only the technical skills, but the soft skills to help make our students successful.
Yeah. No, I can say none of this stuff was available when I was going to school, which was a long time ago. But to be able to maybe see if I want to or don't want to
right.
do something was not an option. And so to watch, and I've seen some of the results of these programs and some of the other things that go on in the community, but to watch these kids get engaged in this stuff at such a young age has really set them up for so much more success.
Right. And speaking of engagement, I just have to brag on our business community because they understand the importance of their role in growing their own workforce. Mm-hmm. And they manifest that by their involvement. We have at least 14 career pathway advisory councils that meet twice a year. And the agenda for those meetings, we share what we're doing in our academies. For example, we have multimedia, which, you know, I just recruited one of the gentlemen in your green room. So
we have another meeting we're going to, don't we? Okay, fair
right.
enough.
Where we hear the voice of business and industry and they tell us, hey, you know, we're using Adobe products. And so it affirms and it tells us, yeah, you're doing the right thing, Escambia County School District, by teaching students Adobe Premiere Pro, InDesign, Illustrator, After Effects. And as a matter of fact, I mean, I look at my little chart here and I can see for Adobe Premiere Pro, which is the digital video editing, 93 students in high school earned that across the district last year, Savannah being one of them. What else do you have, Savannah? What certifications did you, Microsoft Office?
Yes. I have all of the, I think it's either 5 or 4 Microsoft, like,
Word
web package. And mm-hmm. then for Adobe, the last one I need to get this year is InDesign. So I have all the other Adobe ones. So,
right, right. Yeah. And
which are not an easy task.
Yeah.
I can tell you, Adobe is a very, very complicated software, but once you learn how to use it, you're magical. Mm-hmm. I promise.
Yes. So, and then we can go to our engineering academies, and they're actually pursuing and attaining the Autodesk Inventor certification. Our Veterinary Assisting Academy at Tate High School, they're getting the CVA is the certification. There's just networking fundamentals, agriculture technology, all of these certifications mm-hmm. validate that the students have earned these skills. It's not a test that the teacher makes up. It's a nationally yeah. validated exam and really adds value to these students' high school education. And I want to say, guys, they're earning them in middle school. As a matter of fact, we had our middle school students earn over 600 industry certifications, including Microsoft Office and programming and multimedia gaming essentials. I'm just very proud of our students. And it makes it real for them. It makes it real. It's a celebration.
And another important component of that program is their senior year. They're going out into the workforce and taking those skills and those certifications and using them at our businesses, not only to hone their skills, but to get the experience that they need to move on once they graduate from high school.
So how do I choose? How do I choose which one to do? Because there's a bunch that I can see myself jumping into.
Right. Well, you know, the citizens of Escambia County and actually Florida need to know about a program. It's called My Career Shines. And you can go to the mycareershines.org website. And this is for, it's actually K through 20, but it's any Florida citizen. You can create a My Career Shines account. The first thing that you'll be encouraged to do is complete assessments. And everything is free. It's not free. Your tax dollars support it. But the legislature supports My Career Shines because they know that career and workforce development is a critical component to economic development. And so you sign on to My Career Shines, you take these assessments, mm-hmm. and the results are a list of 10 occupations that align with your interests, your abilities, and your work values. And then all sorts of resources are available for researching more deeply the schools that offer programs that support and how to be prepared. And so, but you know, what I have found, students kind of know, and you know, what we try to do with My Career Shines is to bring a little bit more psychology and science into taking their responses through a survey and helping them align with what's available. And but the fact is, students, by the time they're in eighth grade and making their decision, they've had a lot of influences, right. Media being one of the huge ones. Quite often, you know, I'll say to someone, what do you want to do? And they'll say, well, I want to go into forensics because they've watched CSI. Mm-hmm. And that just really grabs them, you know, Grey's Anatomy.
I'm laughing because that's my youngest daughter. She's, do the labs really look like that, Dad?
Yeah, it's like career development by TV yeah. or something. But, you know, I guess I would ask, and you know, Savannah, you're in multimedia right now, and I want to say about these career academies, just because a student does them in high school doesn't mean they have to go on in college. But something like multimedia certainly transcends so many career mm-hmm. pathways. But let's ask Savannah. Savannah, you're a senior, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So what are you going to do next year?
My major, I'm thinking about either majoring in psychology or like social work mm-hmm. because I either want to be an adoption, like work with an adoption agency or be a elementary school guidance counselor. Mm-hmm. But I also have loved the experience of multimedia. So I'm like kind of broken about what to yeah. do. So
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Just so you can start. And Savannah, what influenced you to think and consider those career pathways post high school? What were your influences?
I would say for the adoption part of things, ever since I went on a mission trip when I was in sixth or seventh grade, I've always loved the idea of adopting because if I was old enough, I was able to adopt kids from that country. And so it's always been one of my desires. I've always wanted to adopt. And so And then for the guidance counselor, my aunt is actually a guidance counselor, and she, I just love how she influences the kids and encourages them. And even if they have like problems learning or anything, she's able to get through to them and learn about them and talk to them. So
excellent. Excellent. Yes. Family's also huge.
One other thing that's kind of unique about Savannah, which probably also influenced her choice of this academy, was back when she was homeschooled in seventh grade, her mom noticed a strong interest in photography and asked her one day, do you think you would maybe want to start a business? So she actually has a family photography business. It's a little quiet now because senior year is so busy. But if you were to visit her Facebook page, mm-hmm. you want to mention
it? It's called Made in His Image Photography by Savannah Calhoun.
Yeah. And so she actually had the business first, the job first, and then got into the Multimedia Academy to learn even more skills in that field.
Nice story.
Yeah.
What made you realize you could do the business with it? Somebody said, hey, you need some money for the weekend or what?
No. When I was in virtual school, I think I took maybe like an art class or I took something that made me like interest in photography. And so my mom noticed that I was like really good at it, angling and doing stuff. So she's like, do you want to just try it by like doing some church families and stuff? And I'm like, sure. And I loved it to the point where it just became bigger and bigger and became a business that I just have a Facebook page for now. So,
and you didn't even think about it then until somebody offered you, said, hey, we'll pay you for it, huh? It was just kind of a hobby until then?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
It's amazing how that happens, though. I mean, yeah. And that's, I say that to you because, you know, my kids have gone through the same thing where they've gotten really good at something. And then my daughter, who always, you know, doubts herself, when I told her she'd made a painting and somebody actually offered me a considerable amount of money for it. And when I told her she, like, it was this light bulb that went off. Like, I could really get paid to do this kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you. They say that when you do something that you love, that you never work a day in your life, you know, that it's just, you're passionate about it. And that's what all of us really hope for our children is that, you know, they'll find something to do that they're passionate about because it's just, at that point, work is joy.
Yeah.
And at this age, these career academies are exploratory. So students can apply for a different academy. So if I'm in ninth grade and I'm in multimedia, and next year I want to try engineering, mm-hmm. we have processes in place for them to either reapply for the open enrollment or to go to a school guidance counselor and talk to them. And they can try some different academies if that's what they so choose. Now, we do counsel them on that because there are industry certifications and there are what we call Gold Seal through Florida Bright Futures, where there's a sequence of courses they would need to take so they could obtain that scholarship mm-hmm. funding. But we certainly are open to the idea of students exploring at this age.
Absolutely. So walk me through choosing process. I mean, I understand we go to the website and take a look, but what are some other factors that have to come into play here?
So as far as applying for controlled open enrollment, it is an online process where you just put in, you know, some basic information about, you know, your demographics. Mm-hmm. And then when we get to the actual choosing, we have drop down menus of all of our schools and of all of our programs, and we need to make up to three choices. So if my first choice is I would like to go to West Florida High School, there's a secondary drop down menu with all the academies listed, and we'd like to know, you know, what you would prefer to be your first academy, your second, and your third. They can choose up to three academies. And most students do get their first choice. It just depends on how the numbers pan out. Mm-hmm. Then the ones that are not selected in the lottery, because keep in mind for West Florida, we'll have about 1,200 eligible applicants
wow.
for 400 spots. They have elected second and third choices, letting us know, okay, I realize West Florida's a lottery. If I don't get into West Florida, here's my second choice. And here's my third choice. And that just helps us to get them where they would like to go for the next school year. And then at the end of January, they'll all receive a letter letting them know what they were selected for. And then they'll go register at those schools for those programs, or they may not. And certainly they don't have to. They would just be assigned to their residentially zoned school based on their address if they chose not to take part on whatever they got their letter for.
Okay. So what about...
And I want to just clarify, Chris, tell them where the application is on the Escambia County School District website. Be clear what they click.
Okay. So if you go to the school district website, which is escambiaschools.org, you'll see on the main page a link that says families and then a link that says school choice. And it's right on the main page of the school choice website. You can also get that application at the West Florida High School website, at the Brown Barge website. Some of the other schools may have a link directing them to our page. Mm-hmm. But the easiest way to get there is through escambiaschools.org. We also have computer kiosks set up in the school choice office. So if you would like some help or some direction, you can always apply right in our office. We have kiosks and we'll help the parents with that process.
Okay. So what about transportation? Obviously, it's going to play a factor, right? Because some of these, you're obviously in different districts than you would normally be.
Right. So for transportation, overall, when parents request schools that are outside their attendance zone, they do provide their transportation. However, we've got a couple options. For example, we have what's called a space availability transportation. So say I live in the Pine Forest District, but my child has been selected to go to Washington for their health academy. Mm-hmm. I can apply through the transportation department for any bus stop that's in Washington's district that would be convenient to me or to my work that I would be able to drop my child off at. And that bus stop would be granted as long as there's room on that bus. And at the high school level, there typically is. For West Florida High School and for Brown Barge and for Pensacola IB, we have what we call center-to-center transportation, where the families take their child to the local elementary school or a local established center, where they're then center-to-centered from that school to either PHS mm-hmm. or West Florida or Brown Barge. The only thing I caution families there is they have to actually take their child to that center. We're not set up where they can ride a bus from the home to the elementary school and then change buses
right.
from the elementary to the high school. They would be responsible for transporting from their home to the center and then picking up from their center back to the home.
Very cool. However, obviously you have lots of dedicated parents and family members that are all helping to do this. So
right.
it's not impossible to get to where you need to be.
Right. We just, when we send the letters out, the reason why we like the parent to take the letter to the school is because we want them to know where the school is mm-hmm. because, you know, my child may have applied to go to West Florida, but I live in Northview's district.
Yeah.
And we want them to know, you know, what that ride's going to look like every day if we're not going to be providing them transportation.
Yeah.
Because it is real important that the kids are on time every day or in school every day. And so we don't want that to be a burden on families.
Yeah. Okay. So the deadline is when?
The deadline for middle and high school is December 16th, which is next Friday. That is the last day of school before we get out for our Christmas break.
Oh, wow, already, huh?
Yep. Then we return on January 2nd. Students don't actually return till January 3rd. And that's when we'll start the process of vetting applications, looking at eligibility, selecting the lotteries, and getting those high school letters out. Mm-hmm. And at the end of January, we'll mail the high school letters. We'll start the process of vetting middle school. Those letters will go out at the end of February. And then at the end of January, we'll do open enrollment for elementary.
Okay. So let's talk about, do you have some numbers, some success numbers? Because I think people really need to know how successful being in something like this can be.
Well,
if I just put you on the spot.
Yeah. I love geeking out over data. One of the metrics that we use to validate the success of our career academies are, of course, our industry certifications, which are the exams that our students take. And last year we had, in the high school, about 1,300 industry certifications were earned by our students. That's huge when you think about 7 high schools and that number of students are learning technical skills. The middle schools earned actually 699, which is also very impressive. And why that's important is because our economy now has shifted. We are solidly at the beginning of a technology revolution in our economy where, of course, we're no longer primarily agriculture. Of course, we're not primarily industrial. The technology transcends all of that. And by the way, it is National Computer Science Week this week. I'm very excited about that. And it is a matter of national security, not just our economy, but national security, that we teach our students at a very young age computer science mm-hmm. concepts that will enable us to give opportunities for our students to pursue these career pathways that will provide the cyber workers that mm-hmm. we need, the people who will be able to create and program robots, because that is that's what's replacing and what's changing our workforce. It's not that we won't have as many jobs, it's just that our jobs will be different. And so we do follow up. I will say, in terms of more metrics, in the middle schools, approximately 56% of our middle school students participate in a career academy, which is a structured sequence of courses. In the high schools, 54% of our students. I want to emphasize, career academies in the high school are for college-bound students, right, as well as students who want to go to work right after high school. Hey, I took my first year after high school off because I needed to work and save money for college. Mm-hmm. And so, but once I started, I went back, I knew what I wanted to do, and there was no money wasted. And that's what these career academies do. They let kids know, confirm, yeah, I want to do this, or, and then give them that head start. So we also do follow up. We look at our career academies and we see to what extent our students, these graduates of these academies, are found the next fall continuing their education, right, working in the field, or in the military, because that also is a positive outcome. And we're at about 84%, which is huge.
That
we're
is
very,
huge.
Very proud of yeah. that. Also, you know, we get great feedback when Chris talked about work-based learning, which is what Savannah's participating in the senior year. If they do well, they're freshman through junior year, and they want to go work in the field. We have hundreds of students doing that, and that's where our business community comes in as well. And we have excellent feedback that we are preparing them with the skills they need. So those are some of the metrics that yeah. we have. And again, I just want to encourage, you know, I want businesses to know that we're working with them to provide the employees that they need, the pipeline they need. One of the best examples that I have is about 2.5 years ago, we actually worked with Florida West Economic Development Alliance and CareerSource Escarosa, our Workforce Development Board. We collaborate to plan for new academies. And about 2.5 years ago, we sat at the Chamber of Commerce and had a conversation with what was then termed Project Stallion. And it's always so exciting to work with economic development because they keep the name secret of the businesses who are considering coming to right. town. That happened to turn into ST Aerospace, which turned mm-hmm. into VT MAE. And I think everyone who listens to the radio and watches TV knows that the VTMAE is breaking ground now, and then within 2 years, we'll be hiring its first 100 aviation mechanics mm-hmm. and employees, and up to 400. Well, we committed, the School District of Escambia County, to begin an aviation maintenance academy at Washington High School and a same aviation maintenance program at Georgetown Technical Center. We now have over 30 students in each one of those programs. They're working towards their A&P certification, which is required for the positions. And that's how economic development works. You have to have training. If our local citizens are going to be hired at VTMAE, mm-hmm. they need to have the certification and skills to work on airplanes, because nobody wants to go up in an airplane that hasn't been built properly yeah, maintained. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. We're real proud of that synergy of how we work with the economic developers, the businesses, the government, you know, certainly the city drove that project, and we all work together to bring it to fruition. So that's really how it works. We, you know, there's only really three ways to create jobs mm-hmm. in our community. And one of them is for an existing business to increase their labor.
Expand or grow, yeah.
To expand, exactly. The second way is for an entrepreneur to start a business and then maybe hire people. Mm-hmm. And then the third way is to draw new businesses to our community.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're part of all of that. And businesses, it's so refreshing that they recognize they have to invest in our youth, because you can spark the interest and they will come and stay with you.
Yeah.
You know, they will come, they'll do an internship and they'll go off to college and they'll come back, and you've got a loyal employee.
Yeah.
We've done that.
And another great example that Dr. Taylor can elaborate on is our Financial Services Academy, because there's going to be a lot of great growth in our area in financial services. And so we've started one, and hopefully in the future we'll add more financial services academies.
Right. The bankers and credit unions and certainly Navy Federal Credit Union, we've worked very closely to identify the positions that they will be hiring. You know, they're at 5,500 going to 10,000. And, you know, we feel we have a responsibility to prepare for that.
Yeah. So, and your financial, I mean, my goodness, I couldn't even think about being in a course of financial career. I mean, I was barely taught how to balance the checkbook, right? but you're right. With Navy Federal coming in, I mean, you're looking at, what, 10,000 jobs, right? And
right.
If not more. And right. Obviously, all of them have to do with some form of finance. So
right. Customer service is also a big skill set in that area. And certainly, it transcends a lot of career pathways. Yeah. Customer service does.
And to your point that you just made, mm-hmm. In the state of Florida now, all students are required to take a financial literacy course.
Good.
And so we're making strides in the right direction.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, right. You know, and good point. And then you have the whole piece of ethics in the business mm-hmm. world. You know, there's a lot, and especially related to your area and mm-hmm. social media and you know, the critical thinking that our students need to develop in terms of discerning whether or not what they're hearing or what they're reading is truth or fiction, and how to look for evidence. Mm-hmm. You know, we embed all of those skills in our career academies, and even, I mean, in language arts, that's part of our Florida standards is, you know, look for evidence. When you're reading something, look for evidence and look for the sources and determine, you know, is that a valid source?
Right.
Those skills are huge. There's just so much for young people to learn in order to grow into productive, positive citizens.
Well, it sounds like you've given them quite the right amount of choices to choose from, you know, to head down whatever path it is that probably interests them.
Right. Game development, health science, culinary, multimedia, engineering, vet assisting. I mean, it's so exciting for kids nowadays, and we're excited to be able to do it with them and for them.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, since we're getting to the end of time here, let's give them a website again where they can go and register and any other contact information they may need to have some questions answered.
Absolutely. So for controlled open enrollment, the website is the school district's website, which is escambiaschools.org. And you can go to the Families tab and School Choice. The School Choice office is located at the J.E. Hall Center, which is 30 East Tahar Drive. And our phone number is 469-5580. We're open every day from 7:30 to 5 to help families with all of their student transfer needs, with homeschool, virtual school, student records. It's all housed in the same office, and we are more than happy to help anyone that needs assistance.
Great. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in this morning, and congratulations again. You've got a good head start on the road in front of you.
Thank
I can tell you,
you
that.
Thank
so you. You can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank you all for coming in this morning, and this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.